Time for another Soccer Down Here 1v1, and for this one, we go to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Catch up with one of the new members of the NPSL, Michigan Rangers FC. And to do that, it's current head coach and GM and executive director of coaching for Michigan Rangers FC, Stuart Collins. Coach, thanks for hanging out with us for a 1v1.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so getting into this idea of bringing the NPSL back to Grand Rapids and Grand Rapids back into the NPSL, how much thought went into this? You know, how many nights were there in front of like a long rectangular business table with your friends and partners to try to make this come to pass? What was the process like?
It was, you know, I'd be lying if I told you it was like a long, elaborate plan that we carried out as a club or as a group. We kind of fell into it in the sense that, so my involvement with soccer in Grand Rapids at like the higher levels is obviously it's kind of extensive. I was the Grand Rapids FC head coach in USL2 before the club disbanded. And I had been involved with Muskegon Risers as a player and as a coach in NPSL. I actually coached the team last year that went to the, I was the head coach of the group that went to the national semi-final. And then through that, Matthew Schmidt, who was the director of operations and president at Risers, informed me as we were preparing for the US Open Cup that he was no longer going to have an outdoor team, which was obviously hard to hear because we had done so well last year and we felt like we had a platform that we could build upon. So from there, it was conversation within my club that we are in the youth space, Michigan Rangers, obviously, whether we could facilitate the running of a pro semi-professional men's team that we could properly fund and that we could do without scrimping on anything that I feel is necessary at that level. So we had conversations quickly. It was very amicable between myself and Matt making it happen. And then after that, it was just about getting the squad that was already assembled up to speed. And this is kind of where we are now, plus a few more levels, but that's kind of how we got to that point.
For someone who doesn't know about the soccer footprint and how much of the fabric the sport is there in Grand Rapids and there in the Mitt in Michigan, how would you describe what it means?
In Grand Rapids in particular, I was actually just talking to one of my staff coaches in my club today about how lucky we are to be in a state, first of all, with such a good soccer reputation. We produce a lot of good players. We have really good collegiate programs. And we've had really, really good amateur teams, up to professional teams now with Detroit City FC and what they did previously in the NPSL and Grand Rapids FC, Ann Arbor, all those clubs. So, in Grand Rapids itself, it's a very sort of eclectic city. You've got a lot of settled Eastern Europeans, mainly from Bosnia. You've got a lot of Western Europeans, particularly from, like myself, Ireland, a lot of Irish, English, Scottish. So it's a very culturally diverse city. And it's quite big, so it'd be on the same scale of population density as Milwaukee. We just don't have professional sports teams in the major leagues. So we have a population that can support soccer. We have a lot of very, very competitive youth clubs that are at the national levels and doing really well. So I think there was a space, as people would have seen who were fans of NPSL, when GRFC were sort of in their pomp, they were getting 5,000-6,000 people into the stadium for NPSL games. So we just felt like it would be really nice to bring NPSL back to Grand Rapids and have a team for the city and use our youth platform to facilitate that because we represent sort of 800 families in the Grand Rapids area. So we wanted to do something for them, but we also wanted to do something for the city. So this is really a team for the city and not just for our youth club, if that makes sense.
And you're hopping into a conference that's got Akron City, Carpathia, Cleveland, who had their appearance in round one of Open Cup. You've got Erie Commodores, you've got FC Columbus, you have you guys, and you've got Steel City. When you look at the Great Lakes Conference, what do you see when it comes to the competition that you're hopping into?
I really like the new alignment of the conferences. Last year with Risers, we obviously didn't lose a game until the Crossfire game, which was the national semi. We were undefeated all year. And we played Columbus three times, actually. And we played Cleveland in the regional final and managed to beat them in the day. They're both really good clubs. I wouldn't be too familiar with the rest. I know there's really good competitive teams, but I think top to bottom now the conference is a lot stronger as far as where we were, and I think the alignment helps everybody. So we have no doubt that our work's going to be cut out, but our goal is to be coming in straight away. And anyone who knows kind of how we've had our little renaissance, we are basically the same team as last year with a few additions, and we feel like we should be the team to be really as much as anybody else.
The way things are laid out right now, it's going to be at Davenport University there in Grand Rapids. And when it comes to expectations on the pitch, I know they're pretty high. Consistently, they are. When it comes to the community and what you're looking to do, how much of a task is it going to be to sit there and remind folks, hey, you know, we know what's going on here. We might have a new name and things might look a little different, but it's still folks that know about what's going on. How much of a task do you see this being for you in forging these relationships all over again with a new name and all these kinds of things? How difficult do you think that'll be?
It's definitely going to be difficult. Don't think it's impossible, but I do see the challenges. We are trying to, at the moment, we've got some really good community partners that we're trying to use our leverage with them to extend our reach beyond the youth club, obviously. Our social media platforms are going to be a big part of that. The players we sign, we're going to look at that. But ultimately, it's about putting the best possible product we can in the field and being a fun, enjoyable, safe environment for families, for any sort of soccer fan. We want to try and foster a true club feel. And to your point, I think it's not something that we're going to achieve in the first 3 months here. It's very much like a 3 to 5 year plan to get the club to a place where we feel it really should be in order to properly represent the city, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And the reason that I ask is because I know that folks will sit there and say, okay, you've jumped into the 20, you know, you've jumped into the NPSL and you're getting ready to hop into things and get ready to play in the 2023 season. Everybody's going to sit there and go, oh yeah. Season starts in, you know, 2 months, or depending on what part of the country you're in, even less than that. Yeah. You've got 2 months to get things figured out. But at the same time, I'm sure, and this is the question that I like to ask all the folks that hop on board, I know that somewhere you've got a to-do list. You and the folks that are putting this together have that to-do list. It could be, you know, it could be in your phone. You pull out your stylus, you write an idea down, you stick the stylus back in your phone, you jam it back in, you put it away, you put it in a Word document. Could be on a loose leaf binder, could be on a, you know, could be on a notepad someplace, could be on that fridge that has the dry erase marker and the magnet that's attached. 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going down to sit there. Oh, I've got an idea. You write it down so you don't forget. And then you look at the idea in the morning and you go, man, what was I thinking at 2 o'clock in the morning? Or it's that big 4x6 whiteboard that's got all these ideas and all these different things, or WhatsApp groups or WordPad documents. Where is this to-do list, knowing that the season is only 2 months away? And what do you think the next thing is that you can knock off of that list?
Yeah, there definitely is a big to-do list. I suppose the point that's important for people to understand is that we've like the announcement was on Wednesday, but we've actually been set to go for maybe 2 months. So we're ahead of the game as far as like scheduling and all that stuff. That kind of, luckily we were able to get a step ahead on that. So that helps. At the moment, it's all about the players and the player environment. So securing, our partnerships with our housing facilities, securing partnerships with player transportation, how we're going to feed the players, what we're going to feed the players, finalizing our partnerships, making sure the game day environment is locked in, making sure that we provide as close to the best game day environment we can based on the facilities we have and the resources that are at our disposal. So it's very much in the now. And as we get closer, I think it will look more towards fan and community engagement after we get the most important thing, in my eyes, looked after, which is the players. And if we can consistently have a really good environment for the internal environment, it's going to be a lot easier to spend time on the external environment and making sure that we get that to the place where we want it also.
Stuart Collins, head coach and GM of Michigan Rangers FC in the NPSL, bringing the NPSL back to Grand Rapids, Michigan, hanging out for a soccer down here 1v1. You mentioned players, and I know that in your mind you have a certain kind of individual that you want to bring in who will embrace the on-the-field philosophy and the off-the-field philosophy. What kind of individual are you looking for that can satisfy both of those ideals?
Always people who, at this level, you need 100% buy-in, but you've got to obviously look at the technical profile of a player, and for the way we want to play, or I want our team to play, you need to have certain physical qualities. And I think it goes without saying that the individuals that we select, and I'm sure every club is in this boat, the individuals that we select have to represent our brand and our badge with the utmost sort of dignity and humility. So that's the first part. Luckily, we had a nice pool of players that were going to return, and we've managed to bring back our two national team of the year guys and our four regional team of the year guys into this environment. So it's been nice to get the buy-in from them, because it would have been very easy for them to go the other way and say, you know what, we're not kind of sure if this is going to be the same. And it would have been very easy to go the other direction. So for me, I guess if I was looking at a new player, the first question I'm going to ask them is why? You know, why do you want to come here? Because there's a lot of players that are looking for homes and number, and we want to try and go beyond, oh, I just want to place them. We want to sort of be a home to them beyond the 3 month stay of the NPSL season. You know, I always say to my staff, we're looking for partnerships. We're not looking for transactional relationships. And it goes from whether that's a sponsor, a vendor, all the way down to a coach, a staff member, a player, any stakeholder in our club. We want them to view it as a partnership. We really don't want them to see it as a transactional relationship, even though a transaction occurs, whether that's in the form of a sponsorship resource, coaching a player, players' relationships with themselves. There's always a transactional element to every situation, but we really wanted to extend beyond that.
What's it like for you to have a relationship with a player and they keep coming back, they keep knocking on your door, they keep dialing you up on the phone to ask for advice, to just kind of shoot the breeze a little bit as they might leave the nest and sit there and, you know, grow and come to their next stages of life, whether it's, you know, football or otherwise? What's it like to have those relationships grow even after the days that they may leave, whether it's the Davenport Panthers or something else that you're tied to?
Yeah, that's honestly, when I started, I have to speak about myself now rather than we. When I started in this, you know, as far as being a coach or being a mentor of young men, I don't know if I was immediately aware of my impact and the importance of it on young people, or people younger than me within my environments. And the relationships I have with players that stretch beyond, that go years and years past their involvement with a team or with a university program or whatever it is, that's come to motivate me more than the on-field stuff over time. You know, as I've become like a father myself and different things like that, I've become really passionate about like what kind of impact I can have on somebody
from obviously from a tactical and a technical perspective, but also as an individual, and what kind of example can I set, or what kind of advice can I give? And luckily, I've been fortunate enough to forge quite a few of them over my time, and it really does make it worthwhile, and it makes me want to keep coming back to do this, you know, year in, year out.
And I mean, for someone who comes from Cork, Republic of Ireland, and he's a 5'10", 165-pound midfielder. And, you know, it's...
Not anymore.
Not anymore. But when you walk in the door at 5'10", 165 from Cork, and you're able to be, an all-team, your all-team whack, and now with, you know, Davenport, with how you're rubbing off on folks, it's, you know, GLIAC, chasing after championships and in Division Two, and having this kind of impact. Who's on your speed dial when it comes to you reaching out in those same ways? Who can you reach out to and ask for advice, especially now that you have this next thing that is a part of your dossier that you're starting up, you know, kind of from scratch, even though you're not, but it's new.
Yeah.
Who are your sounding boards in a situation like this?
Yeah, I talk to, you know, it's a small square or circle, whatever way you want to look at it. But my college head coach, who I still work for now, I go to him with a lot of stuff as it pertains to like challenges within the team environment, or just to bounce ideas off him. You know, as I don't even think as far as how the team's going to play, but more about the management of individuals. Because he's got so many more years under his belt at doing that than I have. So it's really good to go to Chris Hughes and ask questions. And he's done a lot for me in my life, so I'm grateful to him. And I have coaching peers, but even I have an assistant, one of the best assistants in my U club. He's my assistant director of coaching, and he's our assistant with the men. Dean Muckle is his name, and he's a really good sounding board. But for life advice and for, you know, am I doing the right thing? Should I do this? Should I not? You know, I've talked with Matt Schmidt at Muskegon Risers, and I will continue to do that. You know, Matt's been great for me as a club leader and stuff. But my dad, honestly, I speak to my dad a lot. I'll call maybe once a week, and he's always really good at offering me perspective. You know, he's been involved in my football journey since I was 4 years old, when I started playing, and he's always given me really, really good advice. But I'm always on the path to want to learn. So guys who maybe haven't got the resume may I have, but might have a really good perspective, like, I'm still looking to ask people who are at different levels of the game for, hey, what do you think about this? What would you do here? And I think it's important that we try and all take that approach.
And we'll keep an eye on how things are developing with you now that Michigan Rangers are dropping into the NPSL. Cut the promo for me and let everybody know how they can keep an eye on what's going on up there in Grand Rapids with Michigan Rangers and with you. How do they do it?
Yeah, so we've just launched a new social media handle. We began player announcements yesterday, so we'll continue that today. But Michigan Rangers FC _NPSL. That's our Instagram handle, and I believe the Facebook account. Our website is michiganrangersfc.com. Look for the men's tab on the website to keep up to date with schedule and roster and all the rest of it. And that's probably the easiest way. But if anybody has any questions about anything, they can reach me as well at stuartcollins@michiganrangersfc.com.
What he said. Head coach, general manager, Michigan Rangers FC in the NPSL, hopping into the Great Lakes. And a real tough conference, should be a real interesting conference, hopping in for 2023. Stuart, thanks for coming on for a Soccer Down Here 1v1. Thanks for the education. Thanks for pulling back the curtain. We'll keep an eye on you this season.
Pleasure, John. Thank you.